In another move to reform immigration practice, the House has passed a bill that would allow some illegal immigrants to remain in the United States while applying for permanent residency. It is a bill strongly supported by President Bush. The Senate passed a version last year, but that was before September 11th raised concerns about immigration and the security of the nation's borders. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The bill would allow people who are in the U.S. illegally, but who now want to apply for permanent resident status, to stay in the country while their applications are being processed. Under the current law, illegal immigrants must leave the U.S. before applying for green cards. And because they had been in the U.S. illegally, officials may delay approving permanent resident status for from 3 to 10 years. Last night, the House approved an extension of a program that expired last April and which is estimated to apply to tens of thousands of immigrants, mostly from Latin America. One of the leading opponents of the bill is Congressman Tom Tancredo, a Republican from Colorado. He says it rewards people for coming into the U.S. illegally.
I also believe it sends a terrible message to all of the people who, number one, have come here legally, have waited and gone through the process, and all those who are, in fact, trying to come here, the literally hundreds of millions of people who want to come to the United States. They're willing to do it the right way. It sends them a message, and the message is, you're really nothing but a bunch of suckers.
Tancredo says he's also concerned that the bill may undermine national security. That's a charge Angela Kelly forcefully rejects. Kelly is the deputy director of the National Immigration Forum, which represents business, labor, and religious groups. She says the bill only applies to immigrants who can show they have firm ties with the U.S.
You have to show where you have been working. You have to show that you don't have a criminal record. There are fingerprint checks done by the CIA and by the FBI. It's a very rigorous process because these are people who we're going to have living here on a permanent basis. That's why, for example, the 19 hijackers that came in didn't come in through this process because it is so rigorous.
President Bush has urged Congress to pass the bill, called 245I, before he travels to Mexico next week to meet with Mexican President Vicente Fox. Last year, when the two leaders met, they talked about some new ideas regarding Mexican immigration, things like a guest worker program, even the possibility of an amnesty for some illegal immigrants. That was in early September, before the terrorist attacks. Congressman Tancredo says September 11th has changed the way many in Congress view immigration.
A vote that we took in May on almost essentially the same, almost exactly the same measure that we took last night, I got 42 other members to vote with me, and that is to say to oppose the extension of 245I. That was in May. Last night, I got 136 members to join me. So, yeah, I think things have changed.
If the bill does become law, it most likely won't be in time for President Bush's meeting with Mexican President Fox. That's because it now returns to the Senate, where its prospects are uncertain. House leaders combined it with a bill that would improve border security and create a tracking system for foreigners here on student visas. And Democratic Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia has been blocking consideration of the Senate version until members have had time to debate it and make amendments to it. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.